Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
We're in 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 13. This is God's word. "Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as the supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God. Honor the king. Slaves, submit yourselves to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. For it is commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because he is conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. This passage deals with a subject that goes against our flesh. Our human nature is sinfully rebellious. Go all the way back to the Garden of Eden, where God said, "You may eat the fruit of any of the trees in the garden except this one. Don't eat the fruit from that tree, for in the day that you eat of it, you'll die." And death came into human existence as a result of not obeying that single command. You can do this, 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 just don't do that. So we did that. Years ago, I used to talk about this problem with an illustration, particularly if I was doing a parenting conference. I would say, this sinful human nature that rebels against authority is seen from the earliest days. If you want to see a child put beans up their nose, tell them not to and leave the room. Well, people would laugh at that. We had a wonderful counselor here at the time who used to think that was humorous. And he got a call from the doctor saying his daughter had been brought by the preschool. They lived in Knoxville. Had been brought by the preschool to the ER because she had a bead up her nose. A little bead up her nose. And they were having to extract it and they needed his consent. Well, of course, he gave consent, but he rushed to the hospital. And he saw his little girl, and of course, she was not in imminent danger of death or anything. But it was still traumatic for her to have to go to the hospital and have them have to go up in there to retrieve this bead. And there was no question as to how it got up there. She had put it up there. And after he'd comforted her a bit, he said, I just had to ask, honey, did your teacher tell you not to put those up your nose?
Yes, sir.
He called me up. He said, you are exactly right. If you tell a child not to do it, what does a child want to do? There must be something good about doing it. If it's forbidden, I must try it. Let me just tell you something. That's not just little children. That's not just Adam and Eve. It's our basic default position in our old nature. It's the way we operate. Whatever the rule is, we want to demonstrate our independence. We're going to just get around it a little. We're going to go over the speed limit. We're going to park where it says no parking because we're only going to be there for a few minutes. We just have a hard time obeying. And yet, God calls us. This is His word. God calls us to submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as the supreme authority, or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. So we're just supposed to spend our whole life following a bunch of rules, even though the people who make the rules are pagans, as long as they're not telling you to do something that's bad. Yes, you're supposed to obey. What if they raise our taxes again? You pay the taxes. We are blessed to live in a country where we have some say over who our rulers are, though that is less and less the case. But the fact of the matter is, these folks had no elections coming up. They just were stuck with whoever was in power. And the people who were in power, we sometimes lament the lousy leadership we get, but these folks, their leaders were a lot worse than anybody America has seen in Washington, D.C., and that's saying something. So, what do? You submit yourself for the Lord's sake to those who are in authority. Is there any kind of caveat? Yes. When Peter was commanded, he's writing this, the Holy Spirit speaking through him, when Peter was commanded that he should not go and preach anymore in the name of Jesus, he said, well, you'll have to decide whether it's better for us to obey God or man. And he went ahead and kept preaching in the name of Jesus. Because no one has the authority to forbid what God commands or to command what God forbids. Joseph was a slave in Potiphar's house. But when Joseph's master's wife was trying to seduce him day after day after day after day, he resisted that temptation. And the reason was not because he was afraid Potiphar would be upset. He said because it would be a sin against God. The reason he would not give in to what his boss's wife was telling him to do was because it was wrong. You don't do stuff that's wrong no matter who's telling you to do it. But if it's not wrong, it's just unpleasant, inconvenient, seems unreasonable, go ahead and do it. And do it for the Lord's sake. For God's sake. Do this. Obey. Think of what Jesus went through for you. Did Jesus deserve to die? No, of course not. But he took our sins upon himself. He suffered the punishment for what we have done wrong. And when they were horribly abusing and mistreating him, he didn't make threats against them. He didn't say, yeah, you do this now, but I'm telling you, you're all going to burn in hell. He didn't say that. He kept quiet. He endured it. And as he died, he prayed, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. That's the kind of attitude he wants to display in us. And if you are a Christian, he lives in you, and you need to be asking him to manifest more and more of his character in and through you.
You're listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood. Pastor Wood is a popular speaker for family and marriage retreats, conferences, and pro-life fundraisers. If you are planning an event, a retreat, or conference, and would like to invite Pastor Wood to speak or teach, please visit pastorwood.org and fill out our speaker request form. At this site, you will also find over a dozen books authored by Pastor Wood and his wife, Susan. Again, please visit pastorwood.org today. That's pastorwood.org.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand.
So, live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Well, I don't have to follow rules. I belong to God. I'm his child. He made everything. He governs everything. He's my commander. So I'm exempt from paying property tax. Because really everything is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. There I've got a verse to justify my not paying taxes. That doesn't justify your not paying taxes. That says that the people who are charging you taxes on your property are answerable to God for how they use those funds. And guess what? There will be a day of reckoning. All those people in government who are telling us do this, don't do that, they're all going to answer to God. But you and I are going to answer to God for how we respond to that. And God commands us to submit out of reverence for him. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men. Live as servants of God. You're doing this that they command because you're the Lord's servant and he commands it. He says, do what you're told. Show proper respect to everyone. Aren't there some people who you don't have to respect? You respect their position. You respect their humanity. It doesn't mean you have to be delusional about whether or not they're doing what they're supposed to do. But even the most wicked person is a person. And we need to recognize the image of God manifested even in vile sinners. I would have wanted to kill Saul of Tarsus. I would have felt that I was doing a favor to the Lord. I would have been completely wrong because God had another plan for Saul of Tarsus. He was going to save him, turn him into Paul the Apostle, have him write more of the New Testament than anybody else. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God, honor the king. Okay, now that, as I said, goes against our flesh, but it's about to get tougher. Okay? Because now, having talked about citizens, about all of us, he specifically addresses what was in many of the churches the majority of the members. This next word, slaves. We're going to talk about slavery? Yeah. Slaves, submit yourselves to your masters with all respect. Pastor Wood, I thought we all agreed that slavery is bad. That's not what this is about. This is about the situation that most of the people in the empire were in. Most of the people in the empire didn't have the rights that we take for granted. They were slaves. So what you do if you're a slave? Well, you organize a rebellion and you break free. Right? I mean, that's what my flesh says, but it's not what God says. God says, submit yourselves to your masters with all respect. Show respect to your master. Not only to those who are good and considerate. So there were some slave masters who were good and considerate? Yeah. Then how could they have slaves? Well, we could go into a lengthy thing there, but just let me say briefly, throughout human history, slavery has been and still is a fixture in most cultures. Didn't used to be about race. In fact, the word slave is related to the word Slav, as in Slavic, as in Eastern European. Well, so this is saying that there were some masters who were good and considerate. Yeah, but it also says, but also to those who are harsh. Because some of the masters throughout history, like today, were scoundrels through and through. And they were cruel to their slaves. Well, what do you do if you got one of those masters? You submit with all respect. Well, what if they try and get you to do something that's wrong? Well, then you don't. What if they tell you you can't do stuff that God says you're supposed to do? You obey God. Well, what if you suffer for it? Well, that's coming up here. That's coming up. You don't have to be a slave to suffer for doing the right thing. Okay? I've never been enslaved, thank God. I'm grateful. But I have suffered for speaking against racism. I've had people who wanted to kill me in the 1970s in Mississippi for preaching against racism. And they literally wanted to kill me. And other staff members at French Camp Academy took turns guarding the place where Mrs. Wood and I lived because they didn't want me to get killed. I'm grateful. But I want you to understand that you don't have to be a slave in order for these truths to change the way you live. What do you do if you're not a slave, but you've got a jerk for a boss? What should you do? It says here that if you bear up under the pain of unjust suffering, it's commendable if you do it, not because you're afraid of that person, but because you're conscious of God. It's not to your credit if you do something bad and get punished and you endure the punishment. You deserve that punishment. But if you do something right and for doing what is right, you are punished, and you bear up under that and have a good attitude in the midst of mistreatment, that's commendable to God. God is pleased with that because it reminds him of somebody. It reminds him of the one who lives within you, the one who gave his life for us. To this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but not Jesus. He committed no sin. No deceit was found in his mouth. And yet he endured the worst of suffering for us in order to pay our debt. He committed himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for for righteousness. Now please catch that. He didn't just do that so that we could be forgiven. He did this so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. God doesn't want us, having been forgiven at such a great cost, to just keep on sinning. Shall we then continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. God forbid. Do you want to continue to do the things that lead to death? Jesus paid the price for our sins. And he did it so that we would turn away from sin and pursue him, doing what is righteous. By his wounds, you have been healed. What does that mean? Well, you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Do you know him as your shepherd? Do you look to him as the one who leads? Are you a sheep who appreciates the shepherd? Do you have that at least going for you? We're still sheep. We're still short-sighted, not terrifically bright, and desperately in need of a shepherd. But Jesus is the great shepherd who gave his life to save the sheep. And now he says, follow me. Are you looking to follow Jesus? Or are you still trying to find another patch of green grass and it's always greener on the other side of the fence? What are you living for? What are you chasing after? If we're going to follow him, we've got to be willing to submit to authority.
Well, I'm willing to submit to God's authority, but I'm not willing to submit to the authority of people.
Well, if you're not willing to submit to the authority of people, you are refusing to submit to God's authority.
Well, some of these people act like they think they're God.
Yeah, they do, and they'll pay for that. But you shouldn't pay for doing the same thing in a smaller arena. Do you recognize that God has instituted authority in the earth because, when properly used, it is a good thing? These rulers that we don't like are sent by God for the purpose of punishing evildoers and rewarding the good.
Well, okay, but that government seems to be bent on rewarding those who do evil and punishing those who do good.
Yeah, that's often the case. That's not new in our day. Down through history, that has often been the case, and it was in Bible times. But here's the thing. It doesn't change the purpose for which God instituted authority. This is Peter's letter. Read Paul's, Romans 13. If you and I are serious about trusting Jesus, we have to recognize that people who don't do what they're supposed to do are going to answer to God. And we are too. You and I, sooner than we imagine, are going to stand before God. I want to hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. In order for me to hear that, I've got to daily surrender to him. And that means day after day after day, seeking to do what he says. And that includes submitting myself to authority.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.